Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to J. Kumar Infra Projects Limited Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, a brief disclaimer: the presentation which J. Kumar Infra Projects has uploaded on the stock exchange and their website, including the discussion during this call, or may contain forward-looking statements concerning J. Kumar Infra Projects' business prospects and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and the actual results could materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Gupta, MD, J. Kumar Infra Projects Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of J. Kumar Infra Projects, I welcome everyone to the Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call of the company. Joining me on this is Mr. Nalin J. Gupta, MD, and Marathon Capital, our IR team. I hope everyone had an opportunity to look at our results. The presentation and press release have already been uploaded on the stock exchanges and our company's website. As we conclude FY24, we are pleased to report a period marked by significant achievements, including the largest acquisition of our order book, substantial revenue growth alongside margin expansion. The working capital cycle has also seen an improvement on back of substantial reduction in receivable days. On back of record order book and our execution progress, we are confident of setting up new performance benchmarks in the years to come. Our continued focus on adding and diversifying project portfolio that involves sound technical capabilities, we are optimistic that this will help us to improve our margins. We at J. Kumar always work towards successful execution of continuing projects with a scope to scale up further. The company will continue its focus on working capital management and quality of order book. We believe that India will emerge as one of the fastest-growing infrastructure drivers in the world, marked by an unprecedented investment going into virtually every part of its transforming industry story, whether it's airport, ports, railway stations, metro, expressways, water treatment projects, or roadways. On the other hand, we believe that a sectoral shakeout, higher construction benchmarks, and rising pre-qualification standards have led up to an industry-wide consolidation. This trend favors larger companies with robust balance sheets, enabling them to address even bigger opportunities and strengthen their market position. Consistent with our track record of dividend distribution, the Board of Directors have recommended dividend of rupees 4 per share for the financial year, subject to shareholders' approval. Coming to the standalone performance highlights for Q4 FY24, the revenue from operations for Q4 FY24 grew by 26% to 1,425 crores as compared to 1,134 crores in Q4 FY23. The EBITDA for Q4 FY24 grew by 27% to 203 crores as compared to 159 crores in Q4 of FY23. And the EBITDA margin for Q4 24 stood at 14.3% as compared to 14.1% in Q4 of FY23. The PAT for Q4 FY24 grew by 35% to 100 crores as compared to 74 crores in Q4 of FY23. The PAT margin now stood at 7% as compared to 6.5% of Q4 of FY23. Coming to the yearly numbers of FY24, revenue from operations for FY24 grew by 16% to 4,879 crores as compared to 4,203 crores in FY23. The EBITDA for FY24 grew by 18% to 704 crores as compared to 597 crores in FY23. The EBITDA margin for FY24 stood at 14.4% as compared to 14.2% in FY23. PAT for FY24 grew by 20% to 329 crores as compared to 274 crores in FY23. and the PAT margin stood at 6.7% as compared to 6.5% in FY23. We have been awarded projects worth 11,810 crores in FY24 and received orders worth 3,750 crores during Q4 of FY24. Totaling our order book as on 31st March 24 at record high level of 21,011 crores. The order book inter alia includes metro projects contributing 27%, elevated corridors, flyovers contributing 39%, road and tunnels projects contributing 24%, and others contributing 11%. Thank you, and now we begin with the question and answer, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchstone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ridham Jain from RV Investments. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
So my question is regarding the debt of the company. So it currently stands at 576 crores. So what are the guidance for the debt of the company? Like, is the company thinking of reducing its debt? And if no, next year how much will be the debt?
So as we have, hi Pritam, this is Kamal Gupta. As we have previously also told, we are looking to around 600 to 650 crores of debt by FY25 in India.
Okay.
And we intend to take care of this funding requirement with the internal cash accruals of the company. So, and the debt equity being so comfortable, we don't foresee any reason for any concern for the company.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahesh Bendre from LIC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to know the order pipeline in terms of how many projects we have actually offered bids, and your own opinion over the next 12 months, how many new orders are going to come up where we can bid?
So we have we are already L1 in around 4,700 worth of projects, which recently has been announced by the government. It is for MSRDC, wherein we have backed two orders of around 2,000 and 2,200 crores, and also one Harinagar building job that we have taken from NBCC. So already in Q1, we'll be getting this the L1s converted into order book is what we expect. And there are other projects worth around 20,000 crores or that are mainly coming in from metros, elevated expressway, roads and road tunnels, and some building jobs as well. So that is what we are focusing, and we intend to take our order book in this financial year of FY25 close to around 6 to 8,000 crores fresh order book, and maintaining an order book of around 22,000 crores by end of FY25.
Okay, sure. And in terms of some margins, I mean, where do you think our operating margins could be?
So currently, as you can see, we are trading between 14 to 15% EBITDA margin. And we should be surely able to maintain this margin, which is at the margins at which we have backed these orders. And of course, with the operational efficiency, we will be trying to, we are working that within coming 6 to 8 quarters, we will try to take this EBITDA margin from 15 to 16%.
Sure. And last question, sir, we have significant exposure to Maharashtra, and this state is going for election next 6 months. So will there be any slowdown in terms of execution or possible order inflow?
Well, Mr. Mahesh, I think you would appreciate that this is not the first election, and with the series of elections, change of government intermediately also, we did not see any type of stoppage of work or any negativity. With the amount of visibility being there in the social media, with the people getting more and more literate, people expect every new government coming in to perform more better than the previous organized previous political party. So with our experience of more than four decades, we feel that absolutely there will not be any slowdown in execution. There can be impact whether new work comes in or not. But with the order book that the company has already bagged, I'm pretty sure and hopeful that the execution will be in full pace, because people to come into the political parties, to come into the power, they need to show what progress they have done for the state and for the country. So this is going to be surely not impacting any execution of the ongoing jobs.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mahesh.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, what would be our revenue guidance for FY25?
We, as we told before, like, you know, we are looking for a growth of around 15% to 16%. So we are looking for a number of 5,600 to 5,700 for
FY25. So given our order book of almost 20,000 and plus L1 of around 5,000, so isn't this guidance a bit on the conservative side?
So if you see, Mr. Weber, like the projects what we have secured in this year, so the inflows will start, like, you know, from Q2 of this year, and, like, you know, it will add to the revenue significantly from this year onwards. But, like, you know, you see the real incremental value of this in from next year onwards.
Okay. Sir, so from our current backlog, what would be currently under exhibition out of 20,000 crores?
So this everything, like, you know, this 21,000 crores also includes the 11,000 crores what we have secured in this year. So all these projects also have been started. Started means the mobilization has been started. But it starts generating revenue from Q2. It will start generating revenue from Q2. So all the projects are in all this thing. There's no project, even the coastal road of Sidco, which was like, you know, in abeyance for like 8-10 months, has also been started in full swing. So all the projects are started in full swing now.
Okay. And sir, regarding GMLR project in Chennai Elevated Corridor, so has the execution started for both the projects?
So for GMLR, we have already started mobilization, site barricading, survey jobs, designs have been submitted, the machineries, the orders for the machineries have been placed. So it's in advanced stage to practically physically start at the job site. And though we have started some ancillary works already, office construction has started, your road work has started, batching plant establishment. So work is in swing and it will see momentum Q2 onwards, as we have already mentioned.
And also for Chennai similarly, as what Nani told, even the mobilization is a big thing, because for such big and huge project, there's a lot of technical finalization to be done before the methodologies and all. So all equipments are in place, all casting yards have been developed, the offices are in place, survey is done, qualification is completed, even the pile investigations, the pile works also, the machines are there. So we'll be starting the piling from this June only. So actual physical work on site will also be starting from first week of June.
So the revenue booking has not been done in either of the projects, right?
For no, GMLR, it's not been done now. Yeah, you're right.
So, and for both the projects, ballpark, can you guide what kind of revenue can we book in 25?
So,
in terms of percentage?
As we have said, that we need to wait till Q2, when, because as you will appreciate that Q2 is now totally into, it's the monsoon period. So you really can't expect any sizable contribution from these projects to turn up at this stage. From Q3 onwards, it will start giving revenues to this project. And once the project starts giving the numbers, then I think it will be after Q2, I think we'll be able to really give a realistic number, how much will be the contribution for the current year.
Okay. And lastly, what is our CAPEX plan FY25?
You asked about CAPEX, Mr. Weber?
Yes.
Yeah. So for FY25, like, you know, we have been saying like we require around 100 crores every year for your maintenance capex. So apart from this, like, you know, two these new projects of Chennai Elevated and JMLR will be having around 400 crores of additional capex apart from 100 for in coming 2 years.
So next 2 years, overall, it should be closer to 600 crores? 100 each year for maintenance and 400 for the other two projects?
Correct. So 500 to 600 crores for coming 2 years. You're right.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I will come back. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Right. Thank you for taking my questions and congratulations good set of numbers this quarter. So just on this order additions that we've done during the year, I mean, congratulations. I mean, it's been one of the best years in terms of order additions. I mean, given the fact that it's been so strong, way better than our guidance, I mean, including change in scope and variation orders, I mean, how would this change the way you would approach the new orders in FY25? I mean, given the fact that you're already L1 in 5,000 odd crores, would that make you kind of try and optimize margins, look for orders where you would be able to kind of get even better margins? Because, I mean, with 16,000 crore rupees in the last one year or 13 odd months, I mean, you seem to be already home, I mean, in terms of the revenue visibility that you would want to have.
So, as we have mentioned, that yes, we will be trying to optimize in terms of the margins as well. And with the, of course, this bigger project involves more experienced, and that's how experienced people to be brought into the company. And the organization build-up is also going on time to time, depending upon the size of the company, where whichever areas we feel is on the needs to be strengthened, we are working on it. And the organization is fully capable to take up these size projects of an order book of close to 20,000 crores. And the entire team is in place to take up these projects. Both these are one of the most challengeable and I would say a feather in the hat for the country and for J-Kumar as ourselves as well. Because in GMLR, it's one of the largest tunnel and the longest tunnel that has been constructed by tunnel boring machine in the entire country. As well as the elevated corridor of Chennai, which is again a 20 kilometer long along the river. Project has to be done, which is again 20 kilometer double decker with double decker clover leaves. So it's a very, I would say, highly skilled job. So margins are well secured and the team is in place. So execution is absolutely not a matter of concern for us at J-Kumar. And with the growing size, with the growing numbers, we are also building up the team. So that's how we look at around 6,000 to 8,000 crores of new orders to be bagged from these current geographies as well.
Sure. And the 6,000 to 8,000 is in addition to the 5,000 odd crore rupees of investment, right? So technically, I mean, you want to somewhat repeat the sort of number that we delivered in FY24, right?
So currently what we have been talking of is around 7,000 to 8,000 crores of total order book for FY25. And if we get certain jobs which are lucrative, which are of the nature and geographies that we are very comfortable in, we may bag orders 10,000 also. So it totally depends upon the opportunities that come on the way. But 6,000 to 8,000 crore is something that we are very clear that we have to bag this order and maintain the order book close to 22,000 crores for FY25 closing.
And so on these MSRDC orders wherein I'm your L1, so I was looking at the bids and these bids seem to be, I mean, at a significant premium to the agency cost estimate. Would that mean, I mean, there could be some renegotiations? I mean, you would be required to sit across the table and negotiate with the MSRDC and then only you'll be able to have LOA come to you, or, I mean, they would be okay with the sort of number that I've given them?
But if you must have seen, Prem, like, you know, this is not only with us. This is across with all the contractors. That means their estimates are based on some old DSR, you know. So there is a price inflation and also, like, you know, this would have been in two or three people. That means, you know, it's not right. But since everybody is quoting that way, that means their estimates are not properly done. So it's based on the old rates of what they have prepared. So they have to correct their estimate. So it, I don't think there are any issues in finalizing the contract.
This is a similar case I would like to mention here. Like if you look at Delhi Metro, the DC08 project that we had backed was at 29.9% above. Close to like 30% above the estimated cost. And so that was the average range of 25 to 30% in all the six underground metro packages that had come in Delhi. So it about the premium charged is subject to the estimate, which is which depends upon how they have made it. So when everybody, all the 35-40 packages are in that range, that itself shows the genuineness of the price bid.
Sure. But sir, I mean, in these sort of situations, I mean, I'm sure, I mean, you would have seen these sort of things in the past as well. So, obviously, I mean, they had some numbers in mind, which is how they would have arranged for funds, right? They would have spoken to some of these banks and multilateral agencies. Suddenly, the number goes from 67,000 crore to 90,000 crore, right? I agree to you. I mean, the number could be, I mean, the estimate that agency had in place was wrong. But would that mean, I mean, at least, I mean, they would have to go back to these lenders or even to some of these cabinet ministers to kind of get the new cost approved, because you need additional 30,000 crore rupees or 20,000 crore rupees over and above what you were initially estimating in your budget estimates.
So you are totally right what you are saying, and this is a regular process that has been followed. So at cases, they find situations where the bidder has bidded below the estimated. Some cases the bidder has bidded above the estimated price. So it's a plus minus thing that happens, but they have to go for re-sanction of it and they don't have a choice. So in Delhi, that was the similar case. It was a World Bank aided fund where the international financing was there. Even in that case, they put it up to the JICA and World Bank and they got an approval and the bids were awarded. So this is a regular routine process. And they have to do it, and the money is not required today. So once they are, you know, satisfied with the pricing that the contractor and the justifications given by the bidders are acceptable to them, they have the whole period to, you know, to arrange for funds. It is not that it is required today.
Okay, sure. It's just bookkeeping sort of question, I mean, last from my side. If you could help me with the working capital cycle, please, I mean, in terms of number of days, what number did we close FY24 at? And if you could help me with cash and bank balance number, mobilization advances, retention money, and FY24 capex, please.
So the working capital has fallen from 126 days to 123 days, and we intend to keep it between 120 to 125 days.
Sure.
That's what the working capital cycle.
And the mobilization advance is on March 31st stands at 459 crores, say 460 crores.
Okay. And how much of this would be interest bearing, sir?
So most of these are non-interest bearing. Apart from your this thing, the Chennai, the 30 crores, and so it's like, you know, I think around out of 460, 400 crores is non-interest bearing, and 50 crores is interest bearing.
Sure. And retention and cash and bank balance, please, including FDs.
Retention cash, what is that, Mr. Mukul? It's 300 crores of SD, and that is retention, and cash and bank balance is 131 crores, yeah. FDR is 480 crores.
Oh, okay. And just one last, I mean, FY24 capex, how much did we incur?
For this Q4?
For the full year or Q4, I mean, either would work.
For the whole year, it's 210 crores.
And so just one last, I mean, sorry, I mean, just to continue on the GMLR thing. So the tunnel boring machine would come in our books, or I mean, it'll come as a part of the JV entity books, because, I mean, you would have both these options available, right, wherein you could leverage JV entity and then get that TBM there, or you would want to have it in your own balance sheet?
So there are two TBMs required for the GMLR project, and we have ordered both the machines, and each machine, one each has been booked in their individual books. So J. Kumar has purchased one TBM on its books, and NCC has purchased one TBM on their books.
Oh, okay.
And the LC is also open for it.
Sure. Thank you and all the very best for future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. Congratulations on a great quarter. So my first question is on the MMC project, multimodal corridor. So just wanted to understand that are these projects right now financially closed? Is the cost provided already in this year's budget of Maharashtra government? Or do you think that only after formation of the new government, maybe next year, the budget will be provided and the work will start only from next year, FY26?
So, hi, Parishit. They have, of course, tied up, like, you know, for before coming out with the tenders, and some finalization as it is revised and all, of course, they have to go for the revised sanction. And the projects, of course, like, you know, because the state elections will be there, our understanding is that they will want it to start it before the state election commences, kicks off. So, since it is June, I think from Q2, the project should take off in at site also.
So the Q2, you're saying after monsoon, so maybe September, around September, you should see that.
You're right.
Okay. And what is the scope of work here? I mean, is it? I know that it's an EPC project, so it's just highway or like what all you have to do? I mean, anything different from a typical road project?
So these are actually like the two projects what we have secured. In that, around 80-85% is structured. So there are multiple flyovers, elevated roads with interchanges, clover leaves and all. So it's mainly a structure project for us, like, you know, of flyovers. And of course, there are some road portions also in that. But major will be structure.
Okay. And now, so, I mean, you already said that you have 480 crores of FDR now lying. So now this big project, I mean, you'll get some mobilization advance and bank guarantees will be required. So do you think you will have to now incrementally provide more FDR and raise more cash for margins against the bank guarantee? So if you can quantify how much you think your fund and non-fund-based limits, so your non-fund-based limits will go up because of this. Are those limits already tied up because this is on two large projects?
Yeah, so like if you see, for all the projects what we have secured, already it's been tied up. What I was talking about is 11,000 crores of inflow of this year. So major projects, of course, what we are L1, we need to tie up for this new project. So the non-fund base will certainly go up, no doubt, because the PBGs and the bank guarantees requirement will go up. And because of this, the margin has to be done. And like, you know, so that will intend that some part of the margins or part of the FDRs will be, we may use it from our existing pool. And like, you know, we have to add up new ones also. So of course, it will take up the FDR also from 480 to something that we have not worked out, and we can tell you the numbers later on, Parishit.
Okay. And these projects typically will have what kind of mobilization advances and whether these will be interest bearing? So if you can give some color on what could be the interest cost and what kind of advances you can avail on these, because underground metro is interest free, so how different these projects will be in terms of advances and interest?
Yeah. So these projects of MSRDC, of course, there is a provision for mobilization advance of 10%, and these are interest bearing. So I think the net cost for it will come around 9%, so 9 to 10%.
And these will have any bonus provisions?
Sorry,
early completion. Any early completion bonus? Anything there in these projects?
So these projects don't have a bonus clause, I think. So there's nothing like this.
For GMLR, we have a bonus clause. So there we are trying that we get some bonus out of that project.
Okay, so this last question.
Contracts usually don't have it, but certain projects like GMLR, they have made a provision.
This is the last question, sir, on just the two large projects, underground metro and the GMLR. So what are the timelines for completion of these two projects?
So for GMLR, the timeline for completion is around 60 months.
5 years.
And for Chennai, it is...
You spoke about Chennai or you spoke about the underground metro, Parikshit?
Both.
Both you can tell me.
Okay. So, of course, on the Chennai project is for like, you know, 3 years. So, 6 months have passed. So, another 2.5 years. And for your this one, underground metro...
60 months. GMLR, it is 60 months. And 60 months is the time period for completion.
But underground metro, that's collaborative.
So underground metro is almost completed. Like, you know, we have completed around 93-94% of it. And it is in its final leg of some minor testing, commissioning, and, like, you know, getting approvals from security authorities like fire NOCs, your, what to say, this RDSO and chief safety railway commissioner's approval. So that will take 2 months. So I think by August it should be in operational.
Because I saw your BKC stations and still not, like, it has come up above the ground, but I don't think whether it's ready or not. So
No, BKC, all the stations, like, because on that there will be integration with line 2B at BKC. So okay. That won't stop it for commissioning. You understand?
Okay.
So, like, the stations are ready. The trial runs are already on. Initially, they ran it from ships to BKC. Now, they have taken it to even Dadar. So, the trains are going for trials even till Dadar now. So, that all is on.
Expecting in 2 months' time, it will be open for public. So, maybe September, it will be.
I expected by August and also. So maybe August or September, depending on the CRS, because when the CRS, I mean, the safety guys come, they give some checklist to comply that, may take some time. So August should be a good time, I think.
Okay. And this is the last thing on the MSRDC. I heard there are some more orders which are in the pipeline. So if you can help understand what is the pipeline for, I mean, before elections, what potentially could be the pipeline from the Maharashtra government in terms of ordering?
So, of course, there's something in pipeline from MSRDC also, some from MMRD also, some from
PMC, also. Metro PM. Department. So, there are a lot of opportunities. So, Parikshit means to, it's a long list. As we have said that we intend to bid around 20,000 crores worth of projects. But it's mainly coming in from elevated corridors, your flyovers, your elevated and underground metro, building jobs, some water-related projects. So these are the projects which we have already bagged and we are executing. So it's similar nature of works.
Okay, sir. Sure, sir. Thank you and wish you the best. Those were my questions.
Thank you, Parikshit.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jiten Rishi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question and congratulations on good set of numbers. And also congratulations on winning such prestigious project from MSRDC for the multimodal project. So on the MSRDC project, can you do we need any CAPEX to be done because you need structural work to be executed and we expect the project to start from September. So any immediate CAPEX will be required?
So for MSRDC projects, we won't require some special CAPEX like for GMLR and Chennai elevated because this will be a regular structures wherein we can rope in our existing machineries and equipment. So, you know, we won't require any special big capex for this project.
So then, do we have any
capex of 100 crores per year?
And available machineries that we have from our various flyovers that we are already constructing.
Is on the verge of completion of Delhi. So a lot of equipment from there will be transferred here, whether it's the gantries, the launching girders, and other equipment. So, you know, that will cover 80%, 70% of that EPEX requirement for that project.
Right. Sir, and what could be the EBITDA margin service you guided for 14 to 15%, probably a year after you are expecting 15 to 16% margin 26 EBITDA. So, this is because of the new order wins of in Q4 and MSRDC, which carries higher margin of 15-16%, which gives you the confidence of, you know, doing a 15-16% EBITDA margin in FY26. Am I right, sir?
So, it's mainly, Jitendra, because of, like, you know, as you are getting bigger projects and, like, you know, in the same cluster, so operational efficiency will, of course, go up. So, it's mainly because of your operational efficiency, we are looking at, you know, the margins will go up to 15 to 16% in coming 6 to 8 quarters.
Okay. And, sir, you gave the order info guidance of 6 to 8,000 crore, which is including the L1 projects which you have won in Q1, or it is excluding? Just really checking, sir.
We are looking for an overall inflow in FY25 for 6 to 8,000 crores, and this includes your 4,000 odd crores of L1 what we are. That's true.
Maybe it's 5,000, but sir, then this could be on a lower side because you already said you were bidding for 20,000 crore and you have already received 4,700 crore inflows, so hardly 2,000 crore inflows, 2,000 to 3,000 crore from the, for the rest of the 10 months. So don't you think it's on the lower side?
So being on the 8,000, it becomes around 4,000, Jitendra. So
and we believe to like a conservative figure, always Jitendra, and surpass our targeted guidance.
Because MSRDC is already 4,180 crore, and then you start some building project also of NBCC, so which adds up to 4,700 crore. So I was like, as a company like of your stature, was already qualified and to bid for large elevated projects, underground projects, you can easily win around another 5,000-6,000 crore. So probably you can achieve a target of 10,000 crore in FY25 itself. So was just highlighting that probably you know that.
Right, Mr. Jitendra. But like you know, we also are very concerned about a profitable growth, and we target on bottom line more. So if of course we get an opportunity with better margins, what you are saying, it can be 10,000 crores also or 12,000 crores also. No worry.
Mm-hmm.
6,000 to 8,000 crores is the minimum order book that we are intending for, is what we wanted to say.
Right, sir. And sir, which projects of MSRDC you said you start from September, right, sir?
Yeah, should start in September, because the code of conduct, I think, will commence from September start. So, like before that, they need to finalize the order. So, they should do it. And so, like once the orders are finalized, you know, we can start the work at ground.
So, the land is already available. That is what.
Some land acquisitions are pending. The land acquisition process is also on. So, like you know, wherever it is available, we will start the work, which is to be acquired. They're in the process of, in the last leg of that. So, that may take some time.
Sir, one last question on the diversification strategy. Obviously, we are doing a lot of work on the structure and on the inside. But are we looking to diversify it in probably a solar EPC project or you know, something like, you know, some other irrigation or Jal Jeevan Mission scheme project, something which you can do? Anything, any thought on that or you want to stick to your structural engineering projects only?
So there are some irrigation projects which we are again targeting to back to bid for, and already if you see in the last 1 year span, the company has diversified its operation into additional areas like road tunnels by TBM, road tunnels by drill and blast. We have started riverfront development jobs. We have taken up water sewer tunnels of BMC, three projects of 500 crore each. Mm. So already we are spreading our wings more into different verticals as well. But that doesn't you know, mean to shift from the main core competency area, which we are known for as a urban player doing lots of work into the structural area. So that would be our primary focus.
That's it from my side. Thank you, all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you and congratulations on good set of numbers. Most of the questions have been answered. Couple of data points. First is unbilled revenue, fund-based limit, how much is utilized, and non-fund-based limit, and how much is utilized?
One sec. Okay. My finance guy will reply on this.
Unbilled revenue as on 31st March is 553 crore.
553.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What is the fund based limit and how much is utilized?
The fund based limit right now is like you know sanctioned limit is 5,080 crores, and when we utilize 3,700 crores, so around 72% is been utilized.
Sir, fund that would be
fund-based, both. I'm saying so. Fund based is like utilization is around 40% of 970 crores. We have utilized 380 crores, 380 crores, and term loan 200 crores fully utilized. The fund based non-fund based is 3,900 crores and utilized 3,000 crores, so around 79-80% is being utilized for non-fund based. Overall, it is 72% utilized.
Okay, and we will be increasing these limits, or at least for FY25, we don't need to increase our limits.
Of course, we'll have to enhance the limits looking at the new order books that we have taken, and with the current status of 0.22x of debt, gross level we are 0.22x of debt equity, and at net level we are just 0.03. So we are almost a debt-free company. So we'll be surely needing this additional fund limits, and we have already applied for it.
Okay. And just sir, to understand in terms of the previously we have set up a $27 billion revenue target. So now obviously at that time the dollar was 73, 74. So now it is at 70. It is at 83 plus. So in terms of absolute rupee terms, what's the target that we are looking at for FY 2027?
So we shall be surely surpassing our 15-16% growth that we have been doing on a year-on-year basis. So I think $1 billion revenue is what we have told was at 73-75 something. So we should be able to reach there for sure is what I think.
Okay, okay. And just to reconfirm, the total order inflow for FY25, including the L1 of 4,700 odd crore, is 6,000 to 8,000 crore that we are looking at.
Yeah, in FY25.
And have you bidded for any projects where bid is yet to open?
Yeah, there are two projects we bidded. It's around 1,700 crores. So the bid is yet to open for that.
These are which projects, which state?
Are in MP.
Related to which segment is?
Bhopal Metro.
So it should open in a month's time or so is what we expect in the month of June.
Okay. But in terms of the, there is no issue that we can even take 12, 13,000 crore order inflow also if it comes at our margin. We can surely take it.
Absolutely, yes,
Mr.
Sure.
Okay. And sir, just trying to understand now, the metro and underground metro both put together in terms of the order book is now just a 5,700 odd crore is the in terms of the outstanding order book. In terms of the broadly, if you can help us, the whatever the revenue that we are looking at, 5,700 odd crore, how much would it be from the metro segment, and which the segment would be the major in terms of the revenue contributing for FY25?
So we can give you these figures subsequently, as rightly immediately we don't have it in front of us. And but as you have been seeing, it totally depends upon the order book, what areas we get to execute at what level. But these metro projects are already in full swing and have been under execution for 1 or 2 years or 3 years differently depending upon each project. So we can give you those numbers separately later.
Metro should contribute around 35 to 40%, I feel, in this coming year.
35 to 40% of the revenue. Broadly, 2,200 crore plus kind of a revenue that we are looking at from the metro. Okay.
Yeah, we can give you exact numbers as Mr. Anand told. Na, finance team can later give you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Srimal from Axis Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on very good set of numbers. Sir, you guided for 16% revenue growth in FY25. And I see with this order book of 21,000 crore and more orders will be coming, and most of the projects will be operational in FY20 from half FY25 and will be fully operational in FY26. Can we expect 20% or more revenue growth in FY26?
Sorry, what is the last part, Mr. Uttam?
Sir, can I expect 20% revenue growth in FY26 because of the robust order book and most of the projects will be operational. So, just wanted to understand when can we reach 20% revenue growth in FY26 because currently we have guided for 16% in FY25.
Yeah, so as we told you, we are looking for a 15 to 16% growth in FY25. So, from 5,000 600 to 7,000, we are also looking for an uptake, and like, you know, we'll be only able to tell you after these two quarters how it stands. And like, you know, we are also looking to ramp up and increase the execution pace, wherein the growth may be much higher than what we anticipate. But cannot be told today, Mr. Uttam.
Okay, okay. And sir, this quarter, other expenses were quite high. So any particular reason for that?
Sorry, which is quite
other
high?
Expenses.
Other expenses.
No, it's okay, sir. It's okay. Yeah. Sir, next question is on finance charges. This quarter is around 36 crore. So, can we expect this run rate for FY25 in the upcoming quarters?
Yes, it should be similarly going up, because depending upon the order book and the working capital requirement, it would be in the similar range. It should be there.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's all from my side, and all the best to you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. I only had one question. So for the MSRDC project, what kind of margins are you bid for? So it should be closer to a blended margin of 14% to 15%, or they would be slightly below that?
Yeah, so as rightly told by you, we don't quote below these numbers. So, like, you know, all our projects are with these blended margins of 14 to 15%.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So I just had one question. So, sir, if we see our order book in the last year was around 11,855 crores, and this year we ended at 21,000 crores, and our execution was 4,900 crores. So when we do the back calculation, like closing order book plus execution less opening, our order inflow number works out to be around 14,000 crores for the full year, whereas in the presentation we have given it is around 11,800. So is this any scope enhancement or anything, the difference 2,200 crores roughly?
Right, Mr. Vasudev, exactly, because we at company level do adjust and correct this figure on yearly basis by the year end. So this includes enhancement of some escalation portion and some additional scope of work which have been awarded to us. So this is part of that. You are right.
Okay. So any particular project, which has a major contribution to this 2,200 crores?
So escalation is like, you know, for all the projects, all of our contracts are covered with price escalation clause. So this is for one component which is for all the projects. And of course, some of the projects which is for some additional scope has been increased is some metro lines in Mumbai and some our Delhi Dwarka project elevated, so that has contributed towards this.
And also Delhi DC08.
Okay, that's it from my side, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I will now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Gupta for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
I would like to thank once again to all of you for joining us on this call today. We hope we have been able to answer all your queries. Please feel free to reach out to our IR team for any clarification or feedback. Thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of J. Kumar Infra Projects Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.